What do you do when things aren't going the way you planned? What is your go-to when you're depressed, or there's despair, or you're a little desolate? What do you do? What do you do when you're feeling anxious, and there's anxiety, and there's this sense of urgency inside of you? What do you do? We tend to run from our problems. We hide when we don't get our way. We begin to kick and scream and yell, and we're angry, we're impatient. That's usually our go-to when we don't get our way. We complain. We talk about others. We gossip in their presence. What do you do when you're afraid and you can't see where you're going? There's no clarity. There's uncertainty. What do you do? Jesus had just told the disciples. He explained the mission to them. The Father has sent me. And he says to them, I'm going to be rejected. They're going to make fun of me. They're going to test me. They're going to mock me. They're going to crucify me. They're going to kill me. But on the third day, I will rise again. What do you do when it doesn't sound like good news? We tend to doubt. We lose hope. Our faith wavers. And we turn to other things. We turn to lust. We turn to pornography. We turn to addictions, to drink, to smoke, to drugs. And God gives us the remedy. How this situation that's uncertain can be transfigured and transformed. They are afraid. They have fear in their heart. Peter says, oh no, God forbid, this should not happen, Lord. Let's do it a different way. Let's do it my way. And the Lord says, get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking the way God does. You're thinking the way man does. You run away from your problems. You're afraid. And he says, do not be afraid. So he takes Peter, James, and John to the Father. He brings their fear to the Father. Their concern, their doubt, their wavering faith, he brings them to the Father, so that the moment can be transfigured and the darkness that overshadows them because of their fear can dissipate. When the Father is there, there's nothing to be afraid of. Jesus says, I've even conquered death victorious. The remedy to our concerns and to our problems, the answer to our prayer is prayer. Jesus takes them to the Father to pray. We become a prayer. Prayer is what we do. Elijah and Moses are dead, and they're still praying with Jesus. Prayer is communion with God. Ultimately, it is going to be a prayer where we exchange ourselves, our human will for divine will. We exchange our weaknesses for God's strength, our doubt with his faith, our concerns with hope, with grace. That if you're not praying, that means you're running from the Father. And you're going to get more and more and further astray. The Lord says the remedy The remedy is to pray. That's why this season invites us to fast from our fears, to fast from our self-concern, to fast from our anger, to fast from our unforgiveness, to fast from our gossip, to fast from our addictions, and to begin to pray. We're being invited to pray this season, to go to the Father with our problems, with our concerns, so that He can transfigure them and transform them into something that is glorious. We say, Lord, let your mercy be upon us so that we may place our trust and hope in you. And God has to heal something so that we can place hope and trust in him. We must take our fears, our anxieties, our stresses, our problems, our doubt. We need to take everything to the Father. And Jesus leads us up the mountain so that the Father can transfigure everything for us. Who do you go to? Or where do you go to when things don't work out for you? When things aren't going your way and you've lost control, when no one's listening to you, we turn to run the opposite way, to things that are not good for us, unhealthy, those things that continue to make us more miserable in ourselves. The Lord says, follow me. He leads us up the mountain in prayer. He takes us to the Father, and the Father transfigures and transforms everything so that we can hope and trust once again.